Confessions of a Trainwreck. Commandment number 128. Thou shalt remember that communication isn't the only key to a good relationship. Hello, my darlings. Happy Tuesday and welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Trainwreck. For those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and resident trainwreck, who is just a girl standing in front of a microphone, desperately trying to turn my mess into my message. Now, this week I feel like I'm really putting the confessions back into Confessions of a Trainwreck because I am sharing, very apprehensively might I add, a few of my own personal relationship hacks that I've discovered over the past year. Now, before you tune out, even if you are single, these still apply because as I prefaced in a few of the hacks, these are hacks that I've used before even with friends. So even if you're not romantically attached to anyone, you still might find some value in this episode. Even if that value is what not to do in a relationship, because again, upon reflection, I've realized the kind of girlfriend that I am, and there are some things that I should perhaps be dialing up and dialing down. So without spoiling too much, for example, I could dial up the romance and perhaps dial down the crazy. But that, my friends, is not your problem, and it is a problem for another day. This week, I'm joined by my beautiful friend, Brooke, who is the most incredible human and has the most incredible relationship hacks going around. And since recording, I've in fact picked up a few of hers for myself. Because again, upon reflection, I think I need to be a little bit more like her and a little bit less like me. Just on that, if you have any relationship hacks that you want to share with me, slide into my DMs on Instagram at phoebeacp or write them into the Closed Trainwreck Podcast community group on Facebook. I'll pop all of the link in this week's show notes.
Well,
cheers.
Cheers. So good to see you.
So good to see you. I'm actually, if I'm being honest, feeling a little bit nervous because I haven't podcasted in about a month. And that's probably the longest I've gone in 3 years without recording a podcast.
Well, there's no need to be nervous because I haven't recorded one in 6 months. So I'm nervous too.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Brooke.
Thank
you, darling
Phoebe.
Brooke.
My darling, thank you for having me.
And we have a champagne.
We do.
Which is something I also stopped doing. I stopped recording with drinks, but it's Friday night.
It's fun. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. Let's celebrate. We made it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers again. Now, my darling Brooke, we spend a lot of time together. And one of the things that we speak about quite frequently is relationships. Now, how long have you been with your partner for?
Gosh, it'll be coming up about 4 years. I should know the dates, but yeah, I'd say 4 years.
Mm.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, literally this week, it's been a year for us. Only 1 year. It feels like a lot longer, which I probably think is a good thing. But also, a year doesn't seem like that long a time. But might I just point out that we moved in together after only dating for 4 months. And we moved in together on February 14, which happened to be Valentine's Day, which was also 4 weeks before lockdown happened. When lockdown happened, you and I both lost our jobs.
We were stood down immediately.
We were stood down immediately. I lost my radio show. I lost all of my income within the same week. And I was fresh living with someone for only about a month.
Wow.
It was like the ultimate test of a relationship. And you know what? We survived. And also, not to say it was easy, but like, you know, it was a real make or break situation.
Absolutely. I think how long? 8 months you've been living together.
Yeah.
I double it for sure.
It's like dog years.
Exactly. It's like dog years.
2020 is like dog years. Because so this year actually equates to 7.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So in summary, or not summary, to like set the scene, today we're going to talk about relationship hacks. Because you are quite, thrifty is the wrong word, but you have some very good hacks about you that you frequently tell me about that I think that you need to tell the world about.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do. I think I am quite, I'd say, romantic.
You are.
But I think it's because I'm so in love that it just comes natural to me.
It's so to do these things. Nice yeah. that even after 4 years you feel that. Because do you find often that people... you hear people saying like, oh, you know, the honeymoon phase is over, you know, things aren't as regular, we don't put as much effort in anymore. But I feel like that is not at all the case for you.
Yeah, I feel like my relationship has evolved. Of course, it's not like, you know, I would be lying if I didn't say it was like the first couple of weeks that we got together, because that's new and it's a different feeling.
Yeah.
But I think now where we've just grown so much closer together and, you know, we are best friends and we are romantic partners. Like, we're a whole lot of different things now. Whereas at the start, you haven't really built that yet.
Yeah, for sure.
Without getting too deep.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. So today I kind of want to summarize. I've got a couple of hacks that I will share, and I know that you have some, because one of yours in particular I'm going to take on board. So let's start with one of yours. Let's okay. start with my favorite one yeah, of so yours, which I think you know what it is. Date night.
Date night. Okay. All right. Will I get into it?
Let's start.
Okay. So, well, date nights are very, we have frequent date nights, in our household.
Whether how frequent is frequent?
Oh, look, I'd say one or two a week, which is quite a lot for a lot of people. Now, we don't have kids, everyone, so we don't have any, you know, I guess that is a distraction. So date night can be as simple as at home, I might, you know, send a text message to Justin during the day, and it's like, you know, you have been in, like an invitation. Like, you have been invited to Italian night.
That is so cute.
Dinner at 7 p.m., don't be late, you know, like just like an invitation.
So he's at work when he gets there, and he would have no idea.
And so I know that night, okay, cool, I'm making spaghetti as an example. So I'll set it all up, spaghetti, like that's what we're making. And then it's just like a candle at the dining room table. And then I just put Italian like music on. I just go to that's YouTube.
So cute.
And I just put Italian restaurant music. And then I play that and I just turn the lights down. And I just set like a restaurant scene.
That is so late in the tramp. And you know what is funny about that is I got sent a PR package a couple of months ago, and one of it, like something in it, was a pizza base package. And I sent a message to my boyfriend and I was like, oh my God, one night, let's drink red wine, make these pizzas and play Italian music. Not happening for us because I hate cooking. So I cannot be the one to initiate this. But well, I like where you're going with that.
See, I'm not a great cook either, but I think this kind of dresses it all up and just takes that focus off the meal creates the atmosphere.
But also, it's never just about the meal.
No.
That's not the purpose of a date night.
Yeah, that's it. No, it's true. It's the company. It's the atmosphere. So that's kind of like a little cheap and cheerful that anyone can do. You've just got to set the scene early in the day with your loved one.
And imagine getting that message. Like, do you know how you would feel if you looked at your phone when you were having a shitty day at work to see a message like that from your partner? Oh, but that's not what I was actually referring to.
No, I
was,
you know what? Okay, I'm getting to that.
Take it away. Because this is the best thing that I'm going to start implementing from now on.
So this date night's more organized. So I probably, like, we probably do this once a quarter, because this is a little bit bigger than like the weekend for dinner or whatever it might be. But either of us will take turns and we will organize a date night. So what I mean from a date night, it's the restaurant booking, or if we're going to a show or whatever it might be.
A bit of a bougier date.
Yes, a bougier date. There's more of an event that occurs. So I guess like the most recent one that I organized, I took Justin. So to set the scene, we'll get home. It'll be like, okay, babe, be ready in the lounge room by 6 p.m. So at 5 p.m., we will slip into the spare rooms. I use the spare room. Justin uses the main room. So we'll talk about separate living quarters shortly. But I go in and I have an outfit that he hasn't seen me in, and he'll get all dolled up and I'll get all zhuzhed and makeup and hair. And this is great because when we have been in relationships for a while, they see us in our PJs. They see us looking
And you know
like
what?
Crap.
When you've been living together for a while, I think it becomes, they see you more often than not looking like a wreck.
Yeah. And it's nice, and I'm very comfortable to sit in my flannelette pajamas on the couch.
Not to say that kind of comfortability, there's a very, like, a certain kind of intimacy that comes from being that comfortable letting someone see you like that, but also sometimes
Yeah.
It's very nice to show them that you're not actually...
It is.
A mess.
And, you know, and you get all ready and you feel all giddy and you play your music and you get all excited and then you meet in the lounge room and you don't know what each other's wearing or what each other smells like. It's recreating that first date experience, which that's very important.
Honestly, it takes you back to before you moved in together, before anything, yes. when you'd actually, probably like the first 2 to 3 months of seeing somebody or dating somebody, when you'd actually... You know, they'd send you a message yeah. and be like, hey, what are you doing Friday night? Let's meet at yeah. this restaurant and then we'll just like go from there. And you'd spend so long, you'd text your girlfriends, yeah, be like, should absolutely. I wear this? Should I wear that? You'd spend hours doing your yeah. hair and your makeup, curling your hair, you know, curling your eyelashes.
It's literally all of that. So it's even, you know, it's organizing the outfit. So as I said, it's like once a quarter. So either of us know the date and we'll put it into each other's calendar like it's an event.
Yeah, unbreakable.
And then, yeah, then we get ready, we meet in the lounge room and it's like, wow, you look amazing. Wow, you look amazing. It's like that energy, you know, that energy. Oh, yes. I love that energy. And then, so, for example, this is my date night that I've organised, but I'll order the Uber. I'll tell the Uber driver, don't tell Justin where we're going. Like, this is a complete secret. And then I organised a bit of a, like, I guess like a little bit of a kind of a whiskey crawl, like a little pub crawl type thing because Justin loves whiskey and beer, so it was kind of like whatever you wanted to order. And then it was, yeah, and then it was dinner. So, I mean, it was just an amazing night. And then he didn't know where we were going for dinner. He didn't know where we were going for the next drink. Like, it was just that surprise and delight and that, like, just makes him feel special, like you've gone out of your way to book all of these places and take them out and just show them that you just love their guts.
Instead of falling into the funk of just, like, staying home and ordering Uber Eats and watching a movie, like, that's my biggest fear is falling into... a funk, not a funk, but like that kind of comfortability where you don't have any incentive to keep things fresh and like that, to just like regain that feeling, that initial feeling that you had. There's nothing better than that feeling.
Think about when we're single, we're going out Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, we're getting dolled up every night, we've got a new outfit every night, we put in all this effort for just strangers. Like, that's stupid, isn't it?
Like, logically, that makes no sense.
It doesn't.
The amount of money that you'd spend on trying to look a certain way, like eyelash extensions, manicures, like
pedis,
blowouts,
whatever it is,
for some fuckboy who didn't even call you back. Like,
yeah, no point. So save your dough.
I love that. And like sometimes we kind of do that because we do also have separate bathrooms. It's just easier to have. If you have an apartment or a house with multiple bathrooms, it's easier than being crammed on top of one another trying to get ready. And like you're trying to blow dry your hair and then they're sweating and then this and then that.
No, I need but my serenity and I need my own space.
And I also love the fact that you meet in the lounge room and have a drink before you go out. Yeah. Like that's just
It's like
so
a pre-drink
cute.
In the lounge and we're like, hey... And like, you know,
do you know what that reminds me of? You know that scene in Beauty and the Beast where they get ready to go to the ball and then they meet down halfway down those big grand stairs and they go to the dinner.
It's like, yeah, it's honestly, it's like that. And then, you know, the following one, then it will be, you know, the other person's turn and then they plan and organise something. Except in saying that, one that just got recently cancelled.
Oh, no.
Because of COVID.
Yes.
I booked... Well, I had to tell Justin because they got cancelled. But I booked a comedy show at the Powerhouse for Jim Owen because I think he's really awesome. I thought that'd be funny. And he goes, I'm glad we're not going. I think he's crap. And I was like, so I booked this surprise date night because it was my turn. And he was like, I don't want to go to it. It's crap. So there's always that.
Meant to be.
So that you always...
Don't scare people away from trying to organise something romantic.
So what I want to say is make sure you know what your partner likes. Because if he doesn't like a
comedian...
Do
your research.
Yeah, do your research. It's important.
Okay, well, I sound like a trash girlfriend in comparison to you. Because my first relationship back, and I'm now embarrassed to say this out loud, is... Send them your hormone horoscope when you are PMSing.
Yes.
Your silence reeks of judgment.
Okay. I'm going to add that to my
Let me explain this
list.
For a minute. So this is actually a hot tip that I picked up from a train wreck listener, I would literally say about 2.5 years ago, when I did an episode about the 4 different phases of a woman's menstrual cycle, and she... sent me a DM on Instagram and recommended me to download this app called Hormone Horoscope, which is basically like a 30-day horoscope app. But you know how your like estrogen and progesterone does like crazy dips and spikes throughout that month. So once you've tracked your cycle for like a couple of months and you know like the length of your cycle and things like that, every day you then get an alert to tell you what your hormones are doing, what mood to expect, and how to make your mood better.
Oh, wow.
It is honestly like life changing. No, because I only look at it when I'm having a really down day. So I don't look at it all the time. But if like, you know, those days where you just like find yourself getting really upset and emotional about something that shouldn't even faze you. And then you kind of look at your calendar and you're like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm in PMS week. So she'll be thrilled to know that I still use that app to this day. So I can't remember your name, but thank you so much. I'm eternally grateful for it. And then I then pass that information on to one of my best friends, Nikki, and she took it one step further. And the app has the capability for you to text your hormone horoscope for that day to somebody. So if she's in a particularly bad PMS day, where I know one of the days is like, do you find yourself irritable, cranky, and angry at the world for no reason? Congratulations, you've entered week 3, which is your PMS week. Your progesterone has just dipped significantly, making you much more prone to weepiness, chocolate, all this stuff like that. So she texts that to her boyfriend. Well, she used to, and she told me about this during those weeks. Because I also feel like this backs women from just being perceived as crazy, because you're not just being crazy. Like, you cannot control these hormones that are surging and doing these crazy dips and spikes. So when there's like science back behind it,
from an app, it's real life.
And you can text your partner these things, and then they are very accommodating to it. And like, I've never been with someone who is as supportive about this stuff as my current partner is. And he'll bring home ice cream, he'll bring home Nurofen, he'll get the heat pack ready, he'll tickle my back, like nothing but support. You know?
I need the app name.
It's the Hormone Horoscope. So it's exactly literally called Hormone Horoscope. It's free. If people are interested, I'll pop the link to the app in the notes this week, because I'm telling you, it is an absolute game changer. And I just feel like it takes the stress off. You know, sometimes when you are just sad for no reason, and boys are such rational thinkers that they just want to get to the root. Yeah. They just want to solve the problem. So say you have a bad day at work and you're a bit upset or something. They'll be like, what happened? Who did it happen with? Here's how you fix it. But it's not always like that, especially when you're just dealing with PMS, which we know all too well. But like, sometimes there is not a solution to your problem except I just need some chocolate and a sleep, you know?
And a heat pack.
And a cuddle and a tickle.
And some time alone.
And for you to unstack the dishwasher.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I hate unstacking the dishwasher.
I actually don't mind it.
Oh, God, I hate it. It's like I'll seriously do all the washing. I will clean. I will vacuum. I'll do everything. But, gosh, unpacking the dishwasher is like...
Really? See, for me, it's the bathroom. It's cleaning the bathroom is the one thing I will not do. And have not done since we've lived in this place.
But see, where the mess is, the hair mold.
I know.
Our makeup goes everywhere.
My foundation is all over the mirror. I don't even know how that happened.
I had to stop using mineral makeup because it just get in the grout and just...
He surprised me with some succulents in my bathroom, and they keep dying because the powder from my makeup just gets on the plants. And apparently when plants are dusty or something, they can't grow anymore. Okay, what's your next relationship hack?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm not sending him any horoscope.
Yeah, but you're far more romantic than I am, and I think you should take a leaf out of your book.
Well, look, you're texting him those hormone horoscopes. So I guess, well, this is something that I do a lot of, is I leave little notes. Oh, gosh, this is a bit cute, isn't it?
This is so cute.
I'm really letting everything out about my little cute things that I do in our relationship. So I'm all about the notes, so I hide them. I'll like write, I love you, have a great day, and I'll hide it in his jeans pocket.
Just on like any given day?
Just randomly.
Just on a random day?
Yeah, like just super random. Like yesterday, prime example of this. So we had a golf day, he went out and played golf during the day with work, and then he was coming home to get changed. So he had his outfit that he was getting changed into, and I had an appointment last night, so I knew that I wouldn't see him. Because I would be like I wouldn't make it home in time by the time he'd left, but I knew that he needed to have a chat, like he'd change clothes. So he'd already ironed his shirt and his jeans. Very good. He ironed it. I didn't have to. And so I wrote a letter on the bed that said, love you, have a great time tonight. And then I wrote a little post-it note and just popped it in the back pocket. So I knew that when he put his wallet and his phone in there, he'll pull it out at some point of the night and there'll just be this little message that says, I love you, baby.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Yeah. So they're little things that I do, but I don't do it all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like an everyday thing. No. It's the occasional. It'll be in the lunchbox or
that's
it'll be...
very cute.
It'll be in the jeans pocket or inside his boot or just little things like that. And I also do like little chocolate hunt things. Like I'll leave like little, he loves Daryl Lee licorice bullets and I'll like hide them under the pillow.
I love Daryl Lee licorice bullets.
Yes. So when he goes to bed, like underneath, there'll be like a packet of Daryl Lee. So it's very surprise and delight stuff that I do. It's just like
that's
little.
That's very cute. And you hide them.
Yeah,
okay,
I just hide them.
See,
like a little Easter hunt.
That's
you know?
Very cute.
So like in his sock drawer. Under his pillowcase, under his pillow slips, just okay. Slide it in there. So when he goes to bed, he'll put his hand under and feel it. Like just
that
little.
Is very thoughtful.
Just little things like that. Under his pajamas thoughtful. And just.
Wow. That's very cute. Yeah. Very cute. I mean, I think in a way I do that, not as creatively or as cutely as you do, but he really likes cookies. So if ever we have like, we don't fight, but like if I feel like I've been too emotional 1 week, for example, I got him some cookies made up that had these cute little sayings on them. Then I tried to bake them one day, didn't turn out very well, but
it's
still,
okay.
I mean,
outsource, babe.
It's
I do that too.
That counts. I've outsourced them a few times, but it just gets a bit expensive, you know?
It does.
So, you know.
I know. So sometimes baking it, that just doesn't have the same effect, does it? You're like, oh, shit.
Okay. It has a really different taste, and I'm telling you, an aesthetic that's just like a different criteria.
Yeah.
These cookies weren't even round. These cookies no. Look like a smudge.
But you know what you can get? You can get that cookie dough in the...
oh, my God. I had not even thought about that.
Oh, Auntie Cat's.
Yeah, and you just cut it with a knife.
Yes.
Oh my God, surely.
And you make the little things. And
I remember we used to get them for high school sleepovers.
Oh my God, I used to eat it raw.
The same. When I went to Cold Rock.
Well, exactly.
Threw that back.
Auntie Cat's. Boom. There's M&M's. There's chocolate chip, if they still make it.
Love that. My second one, it's not very... It's more practical and it's very not romantic. And if I'm getting anything from this episode, it's that I need to do more like lovey romantic things.
You need to
for
read
my
the
boyfriend.
Book. You know that love book. Language book. Have you not?
Oh, I did an episode on love languages recently. Yes, yeah, but we kind of didn't come to. I'm physical touch, and he thinks he's a bit of all of them. So it was kind of like we didn't really come to a conclusion. But I think we need to revisit that one. But
just do them all.
Just do them all. This one is, if you move in together, get a place with a spare room. And I think that everybody who's lived with a partner can attest to this. And this one is more for my sake because of something that happened recently that I'm still so mortified about. I don't snore. Well, I thought I didn't snore. But as it turns out, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'm partial to a little bit of like late night noise coming from my face. usually only when I sleep on my back, which is very rare because I'm like one of those weird fetal position, knees up, hug a pillow kind of sleepers. Are you?
I am that through and through.
It's weird, hey, but it's so comfortable.
It's so comfortable. I just feel safe and I have to have a doona
same,
anyway.
Same.
Like go
the aircon
a weird
is
sleeping
absolutely cranking.
That's
another episode later. yeah, so I rarely sleep on my back, but sometimes I don't know if it's whether I'm like when I'm sick, maybe sometimes or not, but, one night recently, I was sleeping on my back and the sound was very freight trainy. Like it was so loud that I woke myself up multiple times and I was also woken up by him multiple times to be like, shh, like you're snoring super, super
Did
loud.
Did you have any drinks?
No, not this night. It was like a weeknight. Anyway, so then at about 3 a.m., I woke up and he was taking his pillow into the spare room to go to sleep. And I was horrified. Like, I was mortified, but I felt so bad. and ashamed of myself that I didn't go in there after him because I was like, he's obviously mad at me because he's left the room. And I was like, if I follow him, he's going to be like, I'm literally just trying to get away from you so I can get some sleep. So I laid there awake until my alarm went off at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. And I went to the gym and came home very sheepishly. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I know what happened. And I was awake since he left the room. And he was like, it's fine. I just went into the other room because it was really late and I couldn't fall asleep because you were so loud. But it doesn't happen all the time. But last night it was just really bad.
You just must have been tired.
Yeah.
But I agree with the spare room.
Yeah.
Like, just, I mean,
it
comes
in handy.
Just for anything. Just getting ready, having date night, like I mentioned earlier.
Exactly. Also,
snoring partners.
He keeps his clothes in the spare room bedroom. I keep my clothes in the main bedroom, as do you and your partner.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You can't live entirely in each other's pockets.
No, and also, can I just say, the shoe was on the other foot last week because he is very into soccer and Premier League at the moment.
Is that late
and
night?
Yeah, mornings? Well, because it's like broadcasted live from Europe, it just happens to be very inconvenient times for us who are watching it in our, when I say us, it's definitely not me, but the people here who are watching it in our little small corner of the world. And last weekend it was on at 2 a.m. and I was like, forget about it, I'm not staying up to watch this with you. But because we live in like a cute little loft style wall store apartment, our bedroom has no walls.
Headphones.
And we don't have a TV, we don't have a projector. So the whole apartment lights up.
Oh, a when projector.
You, yeah, which is great. It's like being at the movies every time you watch TV.
Oh, wow.
But I'm a very light sleeper. So I went and slept in the spare room. And then when it was over, he woke me up to come to Norbed because also the spare room is like a furnace. It's so hot in there. It is so hot. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of confrontation is avoided when you have a spare room.
It is, because you can, like you just mentioned, you can just go and close the door, go to sleep and let them enjoy what they're enjoying.
Yeah.
We shouldn't stop them from
enjoying. No, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I want you to enjoy those things, but I also want to go to sleep.
Sleep.
So this is the compromise.
So if you're out there and you're looking at renting or buying, don't buy a one bedroom.
I mean, maybe...
You'll do yourself a disservice.
If you want a one bedroom, make sure it's on a loft so that if you have to sleep on the couch one night, you can still fall asleep.
Two bedrooms. It's a must. Two bed, two bath at a minimum. Ladies, please.
I mean, what room are we sitting in now?
This is a multi-purpose room.
I love this. This is like your Brook chill zone.
Yeah, this is the little Brook zone. Yeah, here we
it's
are.
It's wonderful in here. Well, that was kind of like the four biggest hacks I had in mind for us, but I feel like we did cover a lot of ground there.
We did, and there's so many more, but we just don't have the time today.
We don't.
We've just hit capacity of time.
So then, as always, I finish every episode with just a little piece of advice on relationships.
You go first, because I need some time to think after what you
I
say.
I should not be giving advice. Oh, my advice is more like what not
but
to
see,
do.
Mine might be deep.
Hit me.
I feel like you just got to be kind and respect your partner, give them the space they need. I think you need to continue with your independence. Like, you know, you can't live like their life or they can't live yours. And you just got to have fun together and laugh and date night and just have a great time together. It's super important.
I love that.
No,
I really
love
that.
Should I be a counsellor? I'm not sure.
I think you should. I think you should be a relationship expert. There's honestly, I feel like any relationship, not problem I have, but question I have, I usually go to you because you have some kind of cute solution that you would do. And I feel like, again, I'm just going to wrap up this episode by saying, if there's anything I've learned from this episode with you, it's that I need to do more cute, considerate things.
Yeah, that's nice. Be cute and considerate.
I mean, yesterday I bought us matching Christmas wine glasses because I love Christmas. Ooh.
But see, that's beautiful.
That was for my benefit, though, not his. He doesn't like Christmas.
Oh, well, then that's very selfish. That's not considerate. Just kidding. Well, like, I booked that Jamoan ticket.
Yeah.
And that's because I love Jamoan. And
we
then
all
in
make
actual,
mistakes.
You know, so we've been there. It's not just you, okay? We can be selfish.
And I'm kicking on.
Just leave those notes in lunch boxes, okay? Just do it, everyone do it.
I'm going to buy a pen on the way home.
Cheers. Don't you stand against me,
no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now? And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.